Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Big story came out this morning that Melvin Gordon, the running back for the LA Chargers, is unhappy on the progress of their contract talks. So he has put out that he is willing to sit out a training camp, which starts in just 2 weeks, and that if he doesn't get the right deal, he could even maybe demand a trade. So we're going to talk with Jeff Miller of the LA Times, the beat reporter covering the Chargers. He wrote a write-up on the LATimes.com page. Go find it. Jeff, thanks for joining us here in Portland. We appreciate it, man. I know you're busy. I'll just start. How surprised are we by this news that Melvin Gordon may demand a trade if he can't get his contract?
Not terribly surprised. It's I think in at minicamp a few weeks ago, Melvin talked to us, and you could tell he was already getting frustrated by things. He feels like he is a little underappreciated. Mm-hmm. He knows. Running backs maybe are a little underappreciated with what we've seen in recent years with in the NFL. And so we knew there was a chance of this. And, he sort of didn't really, when we tried to press him a little bit on the possibility of this last month, he kind of didn't want to talk a lot about it, but he didn't dismiss it right away and say he wouldn't do this. So we knew the possibility was there. And so it's his agent, and he and his agent decided today was the day that they were going to make it known publicly.
I'm curious how you feel about this playing forward, because he's got one more year left on his deal, about, what, $5 million, I think. And the Chargers obviously could give him a franchise tag if they want to the next year, depending on how this situation plays out. We just went through this with Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. So just kind of looking forward, he's holding out. Are they going to give him a deal? Are they going to trade him? Are they going to call his bluff? Like, how does this thing go?
That's a great question. And I think right now it's any of the above or possibilities. I don't know that anybody, at this time last year would have thought that what would happen with Bell would have predicted he's going to sit out the whole season and all this is going to, I think anything's possible. I think after what we saw with Le'Veon Bell last season, I think that, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, he could do something similar and sit out the season. I mean, that seems pretty extreme, but I think a lot of these running backs are discovering, the teams are discovering these are difficult contracts, because you lock up a guy long term with that second contract and they start breaking down at that position.
Yeah.
So it's a really tough situation for both sides of it.
Yeah. Jeff Miller is our guest here, beat writer for the LA Times covering the Chargers, wrote a write up on Melvin Gordon, who is unhappy right now. He wants that contract. Jeff, you put in your story, he's due $5.6 million this year with the Chargers. I'm just kind of curious of your opinion. You've been covering football and, taking out the Chargers here, just specifically your thoughts on paying running backs. Because I've seen a few media members on Twitter going back and forth saying there is some value to a running back. And other guys say, look, running backs are just guys that you shouldn't pay because they can come in and can always find a replacement. What does Jeff Miller think about the running back position and paying it in the NFL?
I think at this moment, what we've seen is there are special running backs. There's no question. And I think Melvin Gordon is a special kind of running back. I think he's a top tier NFL running back, but we've also seen situations where in the right system and behind the right line, with the right play calling, I'm not going to say anybody could be Melvin Gordon, but there are a lot of players who can fill that role And you can get them to fill that role more cheaply. And I think that's what NFL teams are now realizing and they're understanding. I mean, you look at what happens with the Rams and Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley, everyone knows, is a special running back. But now the Rams have locked him up long-term for a lot of money, and we don't even know if he's healthy. And it's very concerning for teams. I would tend right now, I would tend to lean more on the idea of you can get running backs. You can get guys who can gain yardage and can give you that, who can fill that role. I would tend to lean that way as opposed to committing four or five years to a guy and a lot of money, not knowing if you're going to, you know, you may commit that whole money and, you know, you get a season out of him. You don't really know. It's the problem is it's just such a demanding position, and it's, you know, these running backs just get beat up. So, I don't want to diminish what guys like, you know, like Bell and Gurley and Gordon can do. But at the same time, you know, we've seen other guys come in and you'll have a running back have a great season or two and then you never hear from him again. So I think I would tend to lean more toward the, the team side of this and let's be more cautious with paying running backs the kind of money that some of these guys want to get, and they frankly deserve, but it's just a very difficult position.
Yeah, it really is a catch-22. I think you're right. There's a lot of fear right now, especially because we don't know how healthy Todd Gurley is, and that contract kind of felt like a no-brainer with how dominant he was, and then a couple injuries.
Yeah, exactly, who knows
what he's going to look like the next few years. Let's look at the hypothetical of this not working out for Melvin Gordon. Either he's holding out, or I guess if he gets traded, it could work out for him, but let's play the hypothetical. He's not on the Chargers. We know he's a big part of what they do offensively. The touchdown numbers are off the charts the last 3 years. Close to 1,000 yards. He's a big part of the passing game. No Melvin Gordon on the Chargers in 2019. What does the offense look like? What's the running back depth look like? How does that play for them?
Well, they have three decent running backs. Austin Eckler is a pretty good running back, a good change of pace kind of guy. None of them are every down guys. Justin Jackson, a young guy, late round draft pick last year. He showed some ability. And then they have Datrez Newsome, I'm sorry, who is an undrafted guy last year. These guys all played some last year, different degrees. Eckler is certainly more accomplished, the most accomplished of that group. But, you know, the Chargers, the thing is they had four games last year that Melvin didn't play in, and they won all four of them. Now, that's not to say he's a problem or anything, but they found a way. And at the end of the season, when they were playing important games and they were winning a couple of important games late, he didn't contribute a whole lot. He was hurt also, and then when he was able to play, he wasn't able to do much. So they've had success without him, and as recently as, you know, the end of last season. So I don't want to say that this is a deal breaker for the team, and they're going to be in a real bad spot if he's not on the team. I mean, certainly they want him. Any team in the NFL would want him, in their backfield. But it becomes more complicated and a little more difficult, and they're going to need a little more. They're going to need a few more breaks and a little more luck, maybe. But, you know, they can still be a good football team without him. They certainly want him, and they need him. And I don't think they can be the best team they could be without him, but they can still be pretty good.
Yeah. Get you out here on this one, Jeff. Where would you push your chips? That they give him the contract he's looking for, or that he maybe is Le'Veon Bell 2.0?
I hope it's not a Bell situation, because I don't want to have to cover that for months, frankly, which means it probably will be a Bell situation.
Right.
I'm going to stay optimistic on this and say that somehow they figure it out and they somehow come to terms at some point. And it wouldn't shock me if it gets close to the season, into the season, and you never know. Maybe they get in a week or two and they see what they've got and they think, oh boy, this is not working out. But I'm going to try to stay optimistic on this from a Charger perspective and a Charger fan perspective, and say that somehow they're going to work this out.
All right, there we go. Great stuff. Jeff Miller, LA Times, covering the Chargers down there for the paper. Jeff, you're killing it on the beat, man. Keep up the great work, and we'd love to get you back on maybe at some other point to maybe talk Gordon or just talk Chargers in general.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.